This recording, Jamaica 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That era was much nearer to her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see this in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a billionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I am from Linstead, St. Catherine. My parents are originally from Westmoreland. So while growing up in Linstead, the dialect was different for me because I was used to that of Linstead. I was hearing that of Linstead and also of the Westmoreland accent. At home, I live with my mother, my father, my niece, and my nephew. In my spare time, I enjoy track and field because I was exposed to this while in high school. So for me, track and field is one of my favorite sports. I also love swimming. I go out and swim a lot in the rivers and beaches. I also enjoy cricket with my friends. We go on the ball ground and we play cricket. Yes. And in Jamaica, I travel a lot. I travel to Westmoreland to visit my family there. I would go to Negril at beach or Outrace at the beach, Trelawney, where my families are. I'll also go to Manchester. Very cold. Manchester is very cold. The day's cold as well. And I enjoy the food here in Jamaica. I enjoy ackee and saltfish very much, our national dish. Rice and peas, chicken, pork, yes. And the entertainment, the music is very lively. It's very lively, reggae music. Yes, it's very, very lively. I really enjoy living here in Jamaica. Well, when I go out and like I see my friends, I'm going to say, "Yo, what are you going to do? You're good?" And all these things. I rate living here, you know, because the people, they're really fun to be around. You know, like being around them, you open up to them. You just feel comfortable around everybody. You don't go anywhere and you don't hear somebody telling you, "Howdy, how you do?" You don't go and you don't hear that, or "You're good, boss, you look so." Yeah, so I really enjoy